All right. Y'all hold on to your seats, okay? Because I got the stage. All right. I want to first thank everybody for your prayers and the encouragement and the family members and friends that showed up today to hear my little testimony of a God-moving experience. God put me in a predicament of life and death for not just me, but a couple others. For those who don't know me, my name is Johnny. My wife and I got married May 23rd, seems like 1950s, but it was 2015, and we got married down in Gatlinburg, just kind of took off and did our own thing. No family, no other people, just us two. And then ever since then, for the next 4 years or so, 5 years, we went to Gatlinburg every year on our anniversary and spent our anniversary there. And then one crazy year, my wife decided she wanted to make a trip to Mexico, which was the first time I've ever been on a plane, first time I've ever been to the ocean, first time for a lot of things. And we're in Mexico, and we're just sitting there and enjoying our time, and it was a great time for the first 3 days. And mind you that in May is the highest peak for my work career, which is a concrete finisher. So I was working probably 80-some hours, close to 90 hours at that point. And we had 3 days that we were just enjoying our time. We would go to a pool here, and then within distance, through a few little tree line here, we would be at the ocean. We would go back and forth. We met some good people there, and one day we decided we were just going to go to the beach and spend the day at the beach. And we went to the beach. We're sitting there and enjoying the ocean, and about 300 feet away is the populated part of the beach, and we were just kind of nested in our own little area over here. And then there was a lifeguard over here. You could see his head bounce up and down again because he was doing push-ups and sit-ups and just not paying attention to what's outside there. And my wife and I was sitting there, and I said, honey, I'm going to go jump in the waves, because a couple days before that, we was just standing in front of these waves and out as far as we could reach, and then the waves would kind of like pick us up, and some of them was pretty big. And so I was like, honey, I'm going to go out to the ocean. She said, all right, I'm going to read another chapter of my book, and then I'll be out. I said, all right. So I start heading out, and then I came back, and I gave her a kiss. She said, what's that for? I said, you never know. I could probably drown out here, just kind of joking around. Well, I go out into the ocean there, and there's a probably 11, 12-year-old boy out there with his brother that was probably about 14, 15, and we're jumping into the ocean and just having a ball with the waves, and then the 14-year-old ends up leaving. Well, the 12-year-old was there with me. We were making eye contact, laughing at every time waves came up and hit us, and then he started getting to the point where he was getting sucked out, and he wasn't giving any kind of sign that he was in trouble, so I just kind of let it go for a little bit. But then at that time, I started realizing I think he's just to the point where he wasn't able to let me know. So he went out about 30 or 40 yards, probably about the end of this, to where the doors are right there, and I start swimming for him, and going out to him was a walk in the park. Bringing him back was a different story. As I'm swimming back, I'm holding on to him and using my arm and my two legs to just keep pushing and pushing and pulling. I keep telling him, help me, buddy, help me. I need your help. Keep pushing with me. We can get through this. Come on, boy. But every time I tried to say something, only a few words would come out because there was waves coming over the top of us. And I was to the point where I was getting so tired, but I knew we had to get to the ocean, and it just seemed like I wasn't getting anywhere coming back. Coming back was like there was a wall that just kept bringing me back. I was moving 3 inches, but going back 3 feet. So I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Finally, I got him up to land, and then I hit my knees. I said, bud, you all right, man? You good? Gave him a hug, and he said, thank you, and then he ran off. And then it was no more than a couple minutes later, I hear a lady screaming desperately, save her, save her. I'm like this, and I look over at her, and she's pointing out to the ocean, and her husband's pulling her back. I look over my right shoulder, and this girl's screaming piercefully. I mean, it was, the scream in her voice was so desperate that it just stuck. And then I heard the word go, and it was right here. That was God telling me to go. Without hesitation, that split of a second, I didn't look back. I didn't look for anything. I was one tunnel vision to this little girl out here in the ocean. On my way out to that ocean, I told myself, I'm going to die saving this girl. There ain't no way I'm going to get to her in time. There's just no way. These waves were so big, and I'm swimming out to her, and I'm getting to her, and it seemed like it took eternity to get to her. And then when I did get to her, she was in such panic that she was causing us both to drown. And I'm trying to turn her around and keep pushing her this way, but every time I would try to say something, she's pushing me under the water, and these waves just keep coming. I'm not able to see when the waves are coming, so when I get a little bit of air, I'm actually getting a lot of water because I'm trying to tell her, help me, you can't, come on, quit pushing me down. So I finally get to the point where I was like, all right, so I threw her around my neck, which was the hardest part. I shouldn't have done that because now she's got the full where I can't push her away from me a little bit. So she's pushing me under completely now, and I felt like I couldn't see land. I was just to the point where all I was seeing was the back of water or underwater. And she just kept pushing me down and pushing me down. Finally, I got to the point where I had to get rid of her. And that was the hardest part because I didn't know what was going to happen to that girl. But I'm sitting here trying to pull her off me, and I still got waves coming on top of me. I'm not on land where I can just use my full force to push her off. My arms are tired. I'm exhausted from the boy before, let alone coming back to where I was at. I was probably still 40 yards or so away from land. And I finally got her off of me, and I threw her, which felt like she went 100 feet, but she probably only went about 10. Not even that. But I'm sitting there to the point where all I saw was the lifeguard. The lifeguard came up, I saw this orange buoy, and then the back of waves. That's all I saw. I started getting to the point where my body was so exhausted, I couldn't keep myself above water, so I was going under. Every time I tried to push up, there was a wave, every single time. And then I finally get to the point where my toes are touching, and I'm able to keep myself going. And then at that point, the lifeguard comes back to me, and he asked me if I needed help, and I said, I don't need your help. And I finally get to land, and all these waves just keep pushing me down and pushing me down. Well, then I get up to land, and then I look over, and I see this girl surrounded by lifeguards and her loved ones, and I was just so thankful. But at the same time, I hit my knees, and I remember these exact words, God, what the heck was that? What was that? I said it out of anger. I said it out of frustration, but I also said it out of joy because I seen the girl was safe. She was safe. And these people that was witnesses of it was touching my hand, calling me a gift of God, and I just kept pointing up to God because it was God's voice that told me to go, and it was a voice that I'll never forget, and it was so bold that you just can't say no to it. So I'm walking up to tell my wife the story. When I threw the girl off my body, she took my hat and shades with me, so I didn't think I was ever going to see that again. So I'm sitting over here, and I'm making my way over to my wife, and I've got people crying, telling me, good job, I'm a hero, I'm an angel, I'm a gift of God, this and that. It's just going on one ear and out the other because it was all God that did that. There was no way that I could have went and did what I did without God's hand on me. And that's what the song Oceans reminded me of. It's like somebody wrote that song specifically for this testimony because it's word for word of what this testimony is about. So I'm making my way over to my wife, and she's got the book in her face. I said, honey, did you see anything that happened? Did you see anything that happened just now? She's like, well, I saw the lifeguard go running. And I was like, lifeguard? Gee whiz, you didn't see the boy? You didn't see me? If I had my hat, she said, well, you had your hat on. I said, well, if you saw me with my hat on, that means that I still had the girl on me. I still had to make it through the waves without the girl. And so I'm explaining to her what happened. And at that time, the father comes up to me with the daughter. The father came up to me and gave me my hat back. And this hat's very sentimental now. It's got a heck of a story to it, so it's my favorite hat. So he gives me my hat. I'm like, how in the heck did he get my hat? And he's just so grateful. He's wrapping his arms around me, and he's hugging me, and he's squeezing me as tight as anybody's ever hugged me. And he said, thank you so much for saving my daughter. You're a gift of God. And I said, man, that was all God that did that. That was 100% God. I did not take any glory. I don't take any pride in anything of that day. And then his daughter, he looked at his daughter and he said, you thank this man right now, because without him, you would not be standing here right now. She came up and gave me a big hug, and she was crying. And the mother was just hysteric, but at the same time, so full of love and grateful that her daughter is still there with him. And they got to see what happened. They got to see God at work right there. And I wish everybody could have saw that, just because it was God. There's no other explanation for that. And so I told my wife, I said, hey, I'm going to go over here and get some water, which was probably the first time I had water on this trip. I was up here at the bar, and I got a pretty good connection with the bar. His name was Richard. And Richard says, hey, you need drink? I said, no, I need agua. I need water. And he said, no, you need tequila. I said, no, not this time, bud. I need agua. I need water pronto. And as we're sitting here having this little dispute, the other bartender that was next to him was talking to the lifeguard that was around the girl. And he came over and he said, hey, man, he says, you hero, man. He said, you saved some kids. I said, I did, man. But you know what? That was God. God put me there. God did that. And it took me a long time to be able to even tell this story, because for the next month, the first week, the first night, I was waking up in the middle of the night sweating. I was crying. I was screaming. I was swimming in my sleep. I was waking up and just I was just completely out of it. And it's been so traumatizing. But here in the Oceans last month, the words hit me like they've never hit before. I looked at them completely. I've heard the song a million times, but hearing it a month ago when we sang it here, I said, holy cow, that is my testimony right there. And then that's when I asked Pastor Rob if I could have a little moment to tell y'all about it. And he said, I need somebody the 23rd. And I was like, oh, shoot. You were right there with that one, wasn't you? But I am very privileged to be able to stand here and tell you my little testimony on that, because it is truly through God that miracle happened. And when I came back and told a couple people, I'm just glad that I'm able to stand up here and say it without choking up or crying, as hard as the story it is to tell and the visions that I have of it. But when I told a couple people about this story, they said, well, you know, God was resting you for them 3 days. He was putting you somewhere because he was setting up the next plan for your vacation, and that was to go out in the ocean and risk your life. I didn't think about my family. I didn't think about my kids. I didn't think about nothing. When I heard the word go, it was go. And looking back on it, it was just so crazy that I had no hesitation, but as exhausted as I was, I still went. I didn't think about death. I didn't think about life. I did for a split second, but then it was just straight tunnel vision. And I praise God for being here to be able to tell you this story, because it's a very touchy one for me, and it's a very glorifying story to tell. So with that, that's all I have. I think so. Yeah.
Done?
I'm done, yeah.
Okay, come on. I'm not going to make you stand up there if you're done.
Or not.
Yeah. He did good, because he was telling me just the short version in my office this week, and I'm like, he ain't going to make it. But I also told him, you know, if there's one place you can cry while telling a story, this should be it, right? Where you can allow your heart to be laid out and to be received by the people of God. The thing that struck me with him is, number one, if you know Johnny, he's a go kind of person, right? It's like God picked the person that he knew would go when commanded. You ever wonder when God picks you for something, tells you to go do something, asks you to go do something, do you hesitate and say, no, it's not me, it can't be me? It probably is. He has given you an opportunity to go do something in his name and to join others in doing something in his name. Don't say no. Just say yes. Get tunnel visioned. Go where he wants you to go, and he will work out the rest. Amen? Amen.